This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks, and we'll begin today with calls from Senate Democrats, at least 28 of them, that one of their own, Minnesota Senator Al Franken, should resign. At least six women, three of them named and three of them unnamed, accuse Franken of inappropriately touching them. The most recent charge came today in Politico, which reported that Franken tried to forcibly kiss a woman back in 2006. Among those calling for Franken to step down are eight Democratic women senators. Here's Kristen Gillibrand of New York speaking earlier today.
Enough is enough. I mean, this is a conversation we've been having for a very long time, and it's a conversation that this country needs to have. And I think when we start having to talk about the differences between sexual assault and sexual harassment and unwanted groping, you are having the wrong conversation. You need to draw a line in the sand and say none of it is okay.
An aide to Senator Elizabeth Warren told the Boston Globe that Warren also asked Franken to resign. Senator Ed Markey tweeted that he should go. And last night, Massachusetts Congressman Seth Moulton was asked on MSNBC's Meet the Press Daily if Franken should step down.
Yes, from what I know, he should resign. And there will be more of these cases. And we want to make sure that the women feel supported and can come forward.
Moulton also called on Democratic leaders to step aside, singling out House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for her response to allegations of sexual assault against Congressman John Conyers, who resigned yesterday. So lots going on in Washington. And to help us sort it all out, we're joined by Ested Herndon. He is national politics reporter for the Boston Globe, joining us from Washington. Ested, good to have you. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So really, the feeling is really that the levee is sort of giving away here in terms of Senator Al Franken. This has been brewing for weeks now. What's going on today that is suddenly causing this pressure to mount against Al Franken?
Mm-hmm. We have seen when previous accusers have come forward alleging that Senator Franken had engaged in sexual misconduct with them. We've seen senators call for an ethics investigation previously, but with this one, we saw a shift. As the number reached six, we saw senators, especially Democratic, on the Democratic side, Democratic women and men, members of leadership, finally taking that next step and calling for him to resign. This comes, of course, just the day after House Representative John Conyers resigned, another Democrat in the House for also sexual misconduct allegations. And so it seems after that line was drawn and another accuser came forward that Democratic senators decided to say to try to put more pressure on Senator Franken and tell him enough is enough.
Right. Now, I understand that we're going to be hearing from Senator Franken tomorrow. Is that mm-hmm. right? Has there been any word from his office today?
Now, there's no official word as to what that announcement will be from Senator Franken tomorrow, but he is largely expected to resign. When we had Democratic leadership calling for him to resign, the members of the Democratic National Committee, the head of the Democratic Party, Tom Perez, you had members of Senate leadership, Dick Durbin and Patty Murray, call for him to resign. Those are usually signs that they have spoken with the senator and his office and that preparations are being made. It would be in a level of extraordinary defiance tomorrow if we did not see Senator Franken resign. So what we are coming to expect is that he steps down, which would, again, mean that this moment, this kind of reckoning with sexual harassment and sexual assault in this country has reached Congress and reached the halls of the Senate.
Yeah, it really has reached deep into the halls of power, I guess you say. Walk us through, Ested, what does it mean for the Democrats if Franken does step down tomorrow as expected? Minnesota has a Democratic governor, so presumably he would get to pick the replacement, right?
Right. And so there is a question over the political impacts of this. The Democratic governor of Minnesota would certainly pick another Democrat. And there is a deep bench there in Minnesota that would allow the governor to have an adequate replacement. And so politically, we do not necessarily think this would have a deep impact in terms of the vote tallies, the vote count in the Senate, but it certainly has a symbolic impact. It certainly draws a line that says this is what Democrats are kind of standing for and not standing for, and that it does not matter who or what level of power you have assumed, that if the allegations are credible enough and if people have come to necessarily have come and made these serious allegations against you, that Democrats will ask for you to step down. I mean, this is all this is also, of course, in stark contrast with what's going on in the Republican Party, which has just put money behind Roy Moore, who is accused of very serious allegations with sexual misconduct with minors, and have also not called for Representative Blake Farenthold to resign. And he was also found to have paid out sexual harassment settlement claims years ago. So it's definitely a tale of two parties when it comes to this issue.
Yeah. And how do you think that will play out? I mean, you know, I don't want to ascribe reasons for why the Democrats are doing what they're doing, but I mean, talk a little bit about this political calculation, I guess, this stark contrast between the way Democrats are dealing with this and the way Republicans are dealing with it. How do you think that will play out, I don't know, a few months from now with the upcoming midterm elections?
It remains to be seen. What we do know is that Democrats are dealing with this because their voters are forcing them to. When we had allegations that came to light against Representative Connors, against Senator Fraken, it was not only Democratic lawmakers, but Democratic voters telling their lawmakers that they wanted them to step down, adding pressure and saying they wanted those people to be held accountable. And the starkest difference between that and Republicans is that you have Republican voters who continue to back their legislators even when they are accused of very serious crimes. 70% of Republican voters in Alabama, according to a CBS poll, did not believe the allegations against the Senate candidate Roy Moore. And so that's the clearest difference, is that the voter base, one is adding pressure on lawmakers to do something about it in the Democrats, and one is not. They're hunkering down, they're doubling down, and they're sticking with their own and deciding not to try to push them out. And so that really causes real questions for the future. What does this mean coming from 2018? We don't really know, because we are yet to see, really, that this is an issue for independents in the middle of the road. We had deep sexual misconduct allegations against the president that he was able to overcome. And so it's unclear necessarily how this will play out in terms of a general election, but we know certainly it has deep reverberations within the party.
All right. Well, that's Boston Globe national politics reporter Ested Herndon speaking to us from Washington. Ested, thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful.
Thank you. I appreciate it.